Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. As a part of my devotion today, I want to share some thoughts which came from Paul the Apostle and others, as well as some of my own thoughts. In recent days, I have personally discovered what it means to fear the things in this world somewhat. Fear can be a powerful force to distract us while we strive to live for Christ. In the church, it can actually stop us from living as the Lord calls us to live. There's usually fear of the unknown. Isn't that what most of us fear, what we don't know ourselves in advance? Paul speaks to a young man who, according to this passage, had tears in his eyes when they parted ways sometime prior. I can only imagine why Timothy was crying, but more than likely it was the fear of the unknown as they each went their way. Listen to what Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy. Timothy, I thank God for you, the God I serve with a clear conscience, just as my ancestors did. Night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. I long to see you again, for I remember your tears as we parted. And I will be filled with the joy when we are together again. I remember your genuine faith, for you shared the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. This is why I remind you to fan the flames, the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Wow, that's powerful. I want us to hear what is said in these verses while we focus on verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. First, Paul thanks God for Timothy and the faith he's living in his life. And he said, it's not by accident, Paul. You got this because your mom and your grandma were strong women of faith. And you grew up in that environment. Isn't that so important that we as adults teach our kids and our grandkids how to trust God, how to have faith? To find a young man who is willing to endure and follow the Lord in the midst of all that was going on takes great faith. That's what Paul's telling him. He reminds Timothy that he is praying for him and asks the Lord to guide him and to be with him every step of his life. As a mentor, perhaps a father figure, Paul tells Timothy that he can't wait to see him again. Paul then recites some of Timothy's attributes. One in particular, his faith. Faith is the confident assurance of things we know the Lord wants to bring about, but we cannot see a way it can even happen at that moment. Paul tells Timothy that he sees Timothy's faith is genuine, and that way he knows that he has been able to do and live as God's called him. Here, he can see him sharing his faith and his love with others. Now, Paul does something we all need to do for those around us who are struggling at times. He reassures Timothy that his faith is still with him and in him, and Paul knows that it's strong by the way Timothy's living his life. I think we all need that from time to time from our mentors and those who help us discover what it means to trust in God. I can almost feel the joy inside of Timothy as we read this together. I had to have help to increase my faith. It's almost what I'm sure Timothy is feeling, and Paul's saying, you've got it. God's right here with you, and so am I. And next, Paul tells him, Timothy, you need to do whatever it takes to keep the faith in you growing, no matter what you're dealing with. Fan the flames of faith. Fan the flames of faith. That's an intentional effort to keep trusting in spite of what you see happening around you. Make sure it is still growing within you, Timothy. Is that not good advice for all of us? Now here it is, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. When we place our trust in God, we are not given a spirit that says, well, maybe I can if I could stay this. I'm not sure, but maybe I think so. Paul says, you have been given God's power, love, and the ability to stay the course, self-discipline, to make the choice to do what is right in God's sight. Set our sight on God and his word and just keep following it. That's what he's saying. That is a hope we all need as we strive to live for the Lord in today's world. Draw our strength and power from the Lord to deal with and face the many giants we may face day after day, knowing God is with us, who can be against us? Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the good advice for our lives. Prayer thoughts for today. Continue to remember Grace and knee recovery, the surgery recovery. She's doing well, just needs our prayers. Corey Kinney, just needs us to remember her and ask the Lord to give her the ability to get stronger and hold down her food. Scott Rooney, as the shoulder is healing and doing well at the moment. Kathy Steele. Rick and Kathy are our insurance agents through Guide One, but he's also an ordained minister in the Church of God. Just need to lift her up as she battles cancer. Nikki Kinney, son and daughter-in-law, and then Dallas and Whitney as they transition and move. The women's retreat taking place this weekend. Our families. Israel. Man, there's such a mess going on right now over there, and we just need to ask the Lord for his presence and power. Our missionaries and their families, the natural disasters around the world, our nation, God's church, and each of our families. Spend a few moments in prayer, and then have a great day, and God bless.